Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic customs and etiquette is a particular custom that has come into being in recent times in various Muslim societies, and for want of a better word, it can be called doing istikhara, going to a person who is an istikhara specialist and then asking him to find out if a person is in difficulty. If he is not able to decide a particular matter, then that istikhara specialist should come to the rescue of that person, and then he should tell him whether he should do such and such a thing, because that istikhara specialist is a person who is known to have contact with God. He is a person who would pray to God and do various other things which will put him into contact with God. And then he will get an answer from God regarding that particular problem that a person is facing, and he will communicate that answer to that person, and so on and so forth. Now, we know very well that the prayer of istikhara, or the supplication of istikhara, is a beautiful prayer. It primarily asks the Almighty that if a particular decision which a person is not being able to make, if it is of good to him, if it augurs well for him, it is something which is in his own well-being, then that person asks God that, oh God, make that particular thing come his way. So therefore, and if it is not something which is good for him, then that person asks the Almighty to take away that thing from him, and that he should make, or the Almighty should make him happy and satisfied with whatever the circumstances are. Now, this is a beautiful prayer, and of course it should be invoked whenever a person is in such a difficulty. And the spirit of this prayer is that a person should invoke Almighty himself. There is no need for him to go to an istikhara specialist. This is an absolutely wrong thing. And the person who himself is in difficulty, he is the person who should talk to God, who should communicate to God and ask his guidance. The second thing, which is also a misconception which occurs in this affair, is that people think that the answer of this prayer is always given by God in the form of a dream. And if a dream is good, if a person prays this supplication of istikhara, and after that, if he sees a dream, and if that dream is something which tells him that something has to be done positively, or it is a good dream, then that person goes and adopts that particular path. And if it's a bad dream, it's an evil dream, then he stops from doing that. Now, this is an absolutely erroneous notion. The prayer of istikhara is not a magical spell. It does not say at all, says that if a person prays this dua of istikhara, then the Almighty will respond, and respond always in the form of a dream, and tell that person by sending him a dream whether that path should be adopted or not. First and foremost, as I said, that istikhara is a dua, is a supplication. And it is up to the Almighty, like other du'as, like other supplications. If the Almighty wants, he can fulfill that supplication, he can have that supplication materialized. And if he does not want that supplication to materialize, of course, he will not answer it at all. So therefore, like other du'as, the du'a of istikhara also is nothing different. And this notion that the answer of the Almighty has to be sought through a dream is also an erroneous notion. You see, when you pray to the Almighty, there is always a chance. There is a chance, of course, that perhaps he would send you a dream. He would tell you the solution in a dream. But this is just one of these means. There are a number of other means. For example, a person would come to realize himself what the right course of action is. Some other person might just come along and give him a clue. Similarly, there could be some missing information which just, as a result of this dua, might come into his knowledge, and it would become easier for him to decide. So there are a number of ways in which the Almighty can respond, and of course this response in the first place is not obligatory. A person might not receive a response at all, and he should be satisfied with it. And another thing is that whatever response he receives, whether through information, whether through a person, whether through a dream, that response, that information must not belie common sense. It must not belie intellect, because common sense, intellect, sense, these are the first means of guidance which the Almighty has given us. And they are something which are blessings of the Almighty. So therefore, whatever is received through various means must not contradict one's common sense, must not contradict one's experience, must not contradict the general custom which a person is aware of. Because if he does so, then this would make a person superstitious. And superstition is something which takes away a person from God. So therefore, in a nutshell, we can say that istikhara is basically a dua which is basically a supplication which a person himself should make to God. He does not need to go to an istikhara specialist at all. And of course, istikhara is not a magical spell. He is not going to receive an answer always. He might receive an answer. And again, this answer can be in various forms, as I said. And all these forms must not belie common sense. They must not belie intellect. At best, they can be taken as good hints and good clues regarding which, and bearing in mind which, a person can take a decision. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ